Pommier Ranch Meadery, and it's the third one on the tape, and it comes down in 3, 2, 1, 1. Rebecca, welcome to the Farmer's Market. All set for another year then?
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to be back.
Really good. How are the bees? How do they make out through the winter? I know there's a cycle that you have to go through, but they survived the winter months okay.
Yeah, they did really well. I think we only lost about 4 colonies this year, so out of about, I don't know what we have, 70, something like that. So you always lose a couple. We didn't quite get to feeding them on time, and then sometimes the colony dies, but overall, good winter.
Very good, and I know we monitor bees for personal health as well, so overall, I guess you can watch on the bees to know how your air quality is and everything else out your way then, too?
That would be a great question for Caleb. I don't know the answer to that.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Thank you. What are you offering at the farmers markets, and are we going to see you quite a bit this summer then?
Yeah, we're in Cranbrook and Creston today. We've got all of our products, so ginger mead, hopped mead, crabby, traditional, and our juniper, Rocky Mountain juniper.
Fantastic. And any hints or any use advice that you, storage advice for the product once you've purchased it?
Well, your ginger mead, you want to keep that really cold. It is delicious on a hot summer day. And other than that, the wines, you store them on their side so the cork stays moist, just like wine.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And that one that needs to be in cold temperatures or whatever that you enjoy cold, is there any other ways you can enjoy it? I've heard people maybe, I don't know, over ice cream. Is that the truth? Or
The juniper mead is a heavy kind of sweet mead, so that would be more of a dessert kind of wine.
Okay, so yeah. That's the one that I'm hearing about then.
Yeah, yes, probably. Okay. The ginger mead is just like a ginger beer.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Excellent.
I'm asking this personally, but for others as well, do you give tours at Pommier Ranch then?
Yeah, we absolutely do. Tours are by appointment only, so we just do one group at a time, and they're free tours, so, and Caleb will give you a little rundown on the bees as well as the meadery.
That's all I need today. That's fine.
Great.
I just grab a little bit and then come again another week and do it again.